your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A wind chill advisory continues until noon today. Highs around 10 above today under partly cloudy skies, northwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Overcast skies tonight, lows dip down to about 3 above. Daytime highs approaching 25. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 9 above.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Kansas U.S. Senator Dr. Roger Marshall has introduced the Bonafide Beef Branding Act to help ranchers distinguish their product in the meat case in grocery stores around the nation. This legislation would direct USDA to eliminate the product of the USA meat label and instead create three new voluntary labels to address consumer confusion. Senator Marshall said, "To me, it's clear that the current product of the USA label for beef does not convey accurate information to consumers and fails to help American ranchers distinguish their products in the meat case." He said, "Not only are descriptive labels more accurate, but they will help U.S. ranchers differentiate the wholesome, safe, and nutritious beef they raise. It is preeminently important," he says, "that meat labels are clear and accurate in a way that leaves little question in consumers' minds." This legislation follows the White House announcement on the upcoming product of the USA labeling rules. Consumers can be better understanding where the meat comes from. Senator Marshall also sent a letter to Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack back in September, encouraging him to eliminate the label and replace it with more specific labels. In July, USDA announced the initiation of a top-to-bottom review of the product of the USA label to help guide the upcoming rulemaking of the subject. Farmers continue to plant more cover crops. Those include everything from grasses like rye, oats, to legumes and radishes. Some of them get converted to biofuels or fed to cattle, but most aren't harvested because they're more valuable when they break down in the soil. Rob Meyer of the Center for Regenerative Agriculture estimates cover crops grew by 22 million acres between 2017 and 2021. That's a 43% increase. There are many things, he said, pushing cover crops forward. Carbon payments, the newest thing to increase farmer interest in maintaining soil health. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. The woman responsible for stealing a 19-year-old's car, insulin pump, and other personal belongings has been identified by the Topeka Police Department. The suspect has been identified as Jessica Dawn Riley Perkins. Riley Perkins was booked into the Shawnee County Jail on the following charges of burglary, theft, and criminal use of a financial card. A Kansas man has been charged for making fake money. 57-year-old Johnny Hockaday of Wichita is accused of manufacturing and possessing counterfeit federal currency of various denominations in 2019 and attempting to defraud a business using four counterfeit $100 bills in September of 2021. A federal grand jury in Wichita returned an indictment charging Hockaday with the following: two counts of possession of counterfeit obligations, one count of possession and uttering of counterfeit obligations, and one count of manufacturer of counterfeit obligations. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Truck, SUV, truck, SUV. That's the only choice you'll have to make, because where you buy it is easy. Rusty Eck Ford. That's right. And at Rusty Eck Ford, again, you have options with their huge selection of certified pre-owned vehicles available right now. What does certified mean to you? It means getting the price advantage of buying pre-owned with the security of a manufacturer-backed warranty, like Ford's, with up to 7 years and 100,000 miles. It means getting a vehicle that comes fully inspected. It means getting 24/7 roadside assistance and total peace of mind. Rusty Eck Ford is your number one choice as your number one certified pre-owned Ford dealer in Wichita. So it's that simple, and there is no other choice. It's Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com.
Office found on select pre-stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all qualify. See dealer for details. Based on 5/2021 sales. Offers expire month's end.
Officials in Douglas County have issued a masking requirement for individuals and businesses that goes into effect on Friday. The county health department said Wednesday that the new mask order will help protect the community as COVID-19 cases have rapidly increased during the past week. KMBC-TV reports that as of Monday, there were 1,538 active cases reported in Douglas County. The 14-day moving average for new cases is at 89 cases per day, a record high for the county. Wichita State's Molecular Diagnostics Lab at 4174 South Oliver is temporarily halting COVID-19 specimen collection from the public today due to the forecasted extreme cold. The decision was made in order to protect the safety of individuals with the specimen collection team who spend hours each day outside collecting tests from community members. The site will reopen tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Go full speed ahead. Blue Valley Technologies wishes you a happy new year. If your family received new internet-connected devices as holiday gifts, such as tablets, laptops, and smartphones, you may need a new internet plan as well. Upgrading to faster internet will enable you to use many devices simultaneously without experiencing slowdowns or buffering. Call 877-876-1228 to start the new year with new internet. Service availability and speed depend on location.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Nebraska lawmakers have kicked off a new session with contentious abortion and gun rights measures and an expected focus on how to spend more than $1 billion in pandemic relief aid that has left the state flush with money. The 60-day short session will feature debates over taxes, prison policy, state spending, and social issues. Lawmakers introduced 107 bills and two proposed constitutional amendments on their first day, foreshadowing a busy and likely heated session. The University of Nebraska-Lincoln is extending its mask mandate as virus cases soar across the state, and all returning students and faculty will be required to take a COVID-19 test at the start of the spring semester. Masks will be required indoors throughout the university's campuses, including at sporting events. Separately, Omaha police and fire officials announced on Wednesday that they will require masks after a virus outbreak among their departments. This is Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
You know and love his songs. Now see him live. Gary Allen, The Ruthless Tour.
I can't find a feeling like that.
Friday, January 21st. Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort. Gary Allen, live. Tickets available at the casino box office or sevenclans.com. Gary Allen. Only at Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort in Newkirk.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit over 9 tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cake Land.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Dwayne Isles was a guest on our public affairs program this past weekend and talked about plans underway to establish an Alcove Springs Museum at a building in Blue Rapids located just north of the square.
We probably have spent the most of the last 25 years basically just working on the park, which now we're somewhat affiliated with National Park Service, but we have owned this building in Blue Rapids for about, 20 years. And last year, mainly through the efforts of Laura Musil and Connie Nugent, we got it on the Kansas Register of Historic Sites. We had always planned to do something with it, but we really hadn't gotten to it. One of my main motivations was, as I've gotten older, everybody knew in Marysville, was kind of aware of John, Ray Ellenbecker and his father, John, who was the real historian and tried to get Alcove Springs back in the 1930s. Besides writing the books, he'd received books from the Arthur Clark Company. It did nothing but history. And after he passed away, and then when Ray passed away in the early 90s, many of these books all went for sale at an auction. I was fortunate enough to pick it up, and a bunch of them, and I've accumulated a lot of them as we've gone along. So I was kind of looking for a place to put my collection of books so they wouldn't end up just, you know, on a library table for 50 cents a copy. They're kind of rare and hard to find, and so we decided, and we've picked up a few artifacts, so we decided that building should be the Alcove Spring office, museum, archives, and then a home for a library. So that's really kind of been the stimulus to do this.
Marshall County Agency on Aging will distribute commodities Friday, January 7th. The distribution is available to anyone that feels they need food. No income requirements are in place. This is free to anyone. Boxes will be handed out from the South Bus Bay at the Helvering Center on Friday, January 7th, beginning at 8 a.m. This is for all Marshall County residents. Josephine E. Josie Carey, age 72, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Friday at 1 at the Laughlin Home at Funeral Home in Wymore. Burial at the Blue Springs Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 1 until 6. Friday after 9 a.m. at the Laughlin Home at Funeral Home in Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Josie Carey. Alan D. Buss, age 86, of Wymore, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Saturday at 1 at the Wymore Church of Christ. Burial in Blue Springs Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 2 until 8. Family will greet friends Friday from 6 until 7:30 at the Laughlin Home at Funeral Home in Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Alan Buss.
What happened?
This house is too small.
So let's buy a new house.
But we can't afford a new house. Money doesn't grow on trees.
That's why we'll go to United Bank and Trust. I heard they have low mortgage rates that are affordable for everyone.
Well, then let's go right now.
Stop and see me, Nick Wolf, at United Bank and Trust to talk about getting your new home loan process started, or visit us online at www.ubankonline.com. UBank, we deliver. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Frank Chiropractic Center in Marysville welcomes new patients. Dr. Michael Frank can evaluate, diagnose, and recommend treatment options that can alleviate pain, trigger your body's ability to heal, and work to ensure your optimal health and wellness. Call or stop by today for your appointment with Frank Chiropractic Center, 15th and Broadway, phone 562-3054.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. As this upper level of low pressure system continues further east, we will continue to see cooler temperatures throughout the next couple of days. Winds are still staying fairly breezy out of the north, bringing polar air down from Canada. Typically for January 6th, we can expect to see highs in the mid-20s and mid-30s throughout Iowa. Highs in the mid-30s to lower 40s throughout Nebraska. The upper 30s and mid-40s throughout Kansas. And the mid-30s to lower 40s throughout Missouri. Today, we will see highs well below our seasonal averages, with highs in the single digits in Iowa, the single digits and lower teens throughout Nebraska, the lower to upper teens throughout Kansas, and the single digits to lower 20s throughout Missouri. Temperatures will continue to rise throughout Friday and Saturday before slightly cooling as we head into Sunday. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early January 39, record high on this date 63. The average low 19, the record low 18 below zero. Sunrise this morning 7:47, sunset this evening at 5:19.
The holidays are over. Are your decorations still up? Some post-holiday rules of thumb are next from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes and arthritis. Maybe you've tried prescription drugs, exercise classes, and workout gadgets. A European doctor has uncovered a breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. And details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or spend money for high-priced supplements each month. This will work for you and anyone who is concerned about heart disease, diabetes, and low energy. At MeltingBelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to MeltingBelly.com. That's MeltingBelly.com. MeltingBelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, here's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, January 6th, the sixth day of 2022. Born on this day, silver screen cowboy Tom Mix and bluegrass legend Earl Scruggs. And George Washington married the widow of Martha Custis on this day in 1759. If there is a right time to take down the Christmas tree, religious tradition says it may be today. The 12 days of Christmas culminated yesterday, and today marks the Epiphany, which commemorates the coming of the three wise men. Some folklore says to avoid bad luck, all Christmas greenery should be taken down today. If you have a live tree, you should probably adhere to the fire hazard rule of thumb. Keeping a dry, brittle tree in your home could be the worst luck of all. And there is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
Along with the brand new 2021 Buick Enclave Premier and Buick Enclave Essence, the Nordis Motor Company has on trade a 2019 Chevy Traverse, one owner, just 31,000 miles, a 2019 GMC Acadia, 2017 Chevy Equinox Premier, and 2015 Chevy Traverse. It's an all-wheel drive at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Andy Reid is a creature of habit, which makes the late decision by the NFL to flex the Chiefs game against Denver to Saturday, well, not exactly welcome to Kansas City. But on the bright side, this isn't the first time the Chiefs have had to adapt on the fly this season. They already have their home game against the Broncos flexed from an afternoon kickoff to primetime in early December. And a couple of weeks ago, an outbreak of COVID-19 forced them to change gears before the game against the Chargers. With a 60-49 win over Oklahoma State on Wednesday night, the Kansas State women's basketball team is off to their best start since the 2008-2009 season. Freshman Briley Glenn scored a career-high 19 points in the win. Junior Aoki Lee, who was named to the Wooden Award midseason top 25 watch list earlier in the day, put up 18 points. The Wildcats have now won five straight and improved to 12-2. Their sole two losses come to teams ranked in the nation's top five. This is Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Truck, SUV, truck, SUV. That's the only choice you'll have to make, because where you buy it is easy. Rusty at Ford. That's right. And at Rusty at Ford, again, you have options with their huge selection of certified pre-owned vehicles available right now. What does certified mean to you? It means getting the price advantage of buying pre-owned with the security of a manufacturer-backed warranty, like Ford's, with up to 7 years and 100,000 miles. It means getting a vehicle that comes fully inspected. It means getting 24/7 roadside assistance and total peace of mind. Rusty at Ford is your number one choice as your number one certified pre-owned Ford dealer in Wichita. So it's that simple, and there is no other choice. It's Rusty at Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyAtFord.com.
Office valid on select pre-stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all qualify. See dealer for details. Based on 5/20/21 sales. Office expires month's end.
Hey, star football player Jaron Kanick announced on Wednesday he was committing to Oklahoma. The four-star recruit was originally headed to Clemson, but decommitted last month after the Tigers' defensive coordinator Brent Venables was hired as the new head coach for the Sooners. He's ranked 121 in the country. The NFL, not surprisingly, in the midst of a rise in COVID-19 cases, has looked into other potential sites for next month's Super Bowl. That's not unusual because the league does so every year. But with Los Angeles, the site for this year's title game, and restrictions increasing for attendance at indoor events, it has now become more noteworthy. AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas, the home of the Dallas Cowboys, reportedly is one of the facilities contacted. The stadium hosted the Rose Bowl in 2021 when it was switched from Pasadena because of COVID-19 restrictions in California. The Super Bowl at SoFi Stadium is scheduled for February 13th. This is Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Live from NRG Stadium in Houston, Texas, K-State LSU, this is the Texas Bowl.
Wants to throw, good protection, shoots it down the middle, and or on the sideline, and it's Phillip Brooks, and he's got it. Phillip Brooks here on the near side, they'll mark him out of bounds at about the 20-yard line. Kirkland will throw, fires far side, and it's intercepted by Ross Elder at the 15-yard line. He'll take it to the 20, to the 40, to the 45, and out of bounds is Ross Elder, the senior. Fires far side, and Matrabebe midfield. Terrific call by Collin, and K-State's got it at the 29, first down. Skyler looks right, throws right, has Deuce, touchdown Kansas State. Deuce Vaughn scores again for the Wildcats, his third touchdown of the night. Impressive win here tonight, 42-20 over the LSU Tigers as they finish 6-7 and the Cats 8-5.
The Kansas State Wildcats, the Texas Bowl champions.
Friday night basketball, Marysville hosting Abilene, live on AM 1570, FM 94.1, Hanover at Frankfort, live on FM 95.5.
Every profession and hobby has its jargon. Sometimes words are loosely used and interchanged, causing confusion to all. Naturalizing and perennializing bulbs are a good example. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Species tulips are a good example of perennializers. These tulips tend to grow and flower for multiple years. The Darwin hybrids, Emperor, and Triumph tulips are hybrids that also perennialize. These bulbs grow and return each year with only a modest amount of spread. Many of the showier hybrid tulips flower for only one or two springs, partially due to their intolerance of the less-than-ideal bulb-growing conditions. Plants, including bulbs like daffodils, squills, and grape hyacinths, are often used for naturalizing. These bulbs return for many years and spread throughout the area. They reproduce readily by underground bulblets and above ground by seeds. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
When others say no, we say yes at Twin Rivers Used Megastore. No empty lots or excuses. Twin Rivers has over 130 quality used cars and trucks on inventory and ready for your test drive today. Check out the full stock on the lot or online at twinriv.com. Open after 5 and Saturdays for your convenience or anytime by appointment. Good credit, bad credit, no problem. With three finance specialists on hand to get you moving in the quality used or new car or truck you want today. See Twin Rivers Used Megastore, West Court Street in Beatrice.
In front of the Luna Cafe on Old Route 66 near Mitchell, Illinois, you'll find a beautifully restored neon sign. The bright lights include a drinking glass with a red cherry that lights up. It was a beacon for infamous characters, and that lit cherry had extra meaning as well. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
I'm Greg Peterson of the Peterson Farm Brothers. If you've seen our videos, you know we're proud to be farmers. Farming can be dangerous. Never assume location or depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start any work on your farm, call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com to have underground lines located. It only takes a minute and can save your life.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
The Luna Cafe was built in 1926. Today, Larry Rooster Wofford owns the establishment. As he describes, you could find many vices here during the late 1920s and 30s.
They had big-time gambling in the basement. They had ladies in the evening upstairs, and the cherry and the light outside on the highway here was lit up when, you know, ladies were available. And then the high-class dining was also here, and they had piano bar.
That sign Rooster is referring to has been restored in front of the Luna. When the cherry and the drinking glass was lit, the girls were in and available.
Plenty of infamous characters frequented the Luna here on Route 66.
There was quite a mafia crowd that hung out here. They said that Al Capone didn't like traveling to Missouri. He didn't trust the people over in Missouri for whatever reason. So this was one of the last stops before you go to Missouri. So I guess from what I hear, it was pretty well his hangout when he came down to southern Illinois.
Locals tell plenty of tales about the Luna.
Out on the marquee, they used to advertise a topless piano player. Well, people would stop in. Sure enough, there was a topless piano player, an old vaudeville-looking guy named Skinny playing the keyboard with his shirt off.
Today, the Luna Cafe is a bar and grill. It attracts locals as well as folks from thousands of miles away.
We get a lot of foreign people in here, too, from all over Europe and Australia and Nordic countries and everywhere.
It's a landmark on old Route 66, complete with its famous sign and that infamous cherry that lights up. Traveling the countryside in Mitchell, Illinois, I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be a land auction, 468 acres in southeast Nebraska in Pawnee County, to be sold in three tracts for the Margaret Bookwalter Family Trust on Saturday, January 15th, sale time 10 a.m. in Pawnee City. Tract 1 is a quarter section, 6 miles north and a mile west of Summerfield, and includes 36 acres in row crop, 58 acres warm season grass, 35 acres pasture, and 16 acres CRP. Tract 2 is a short quarter 3 miles north of Summerfield on Highway 99 and consists of 151 acres grass with 5-strand barbed wire fence. Finally, Tract 3 is another short quarter 3 miles north of Summerfield on 99 and a mile and a half west on Highway 8. This features 116 acres in row crop with a balance of 35 acres and a watershed. The property includes a building site with an older pole shed and smaller storage sheds. The farm is terraced and boasts a high percentage of Wymore soil. For inspection or details, contact Mark Easter with Easter & Associates at Syracuse. Sale bill and particulars online at goeaster.com. Sale date Saturday, January 15th, 10 a.m. at the Pawnee City United Methodist Church, State Highway 50 and 9th Street. Again, contact Easter & Associates or go online at goeaster.com.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYradio.com.
Every snowflake is a unique crystal that took its own journey through the clouds. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. When you're out shoveling snow, look at the flakes. You might be amazed at what you see as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Commodity Classic is the one-of-a-kind farming experience where you can talk to the engineer who developed that piece of equipment. Talk to the seed dealer to find out what products work best for you. Talk to the experts and get inside their heads to get real answers in real time and get real feedback on the information you need. Commodity Classic is the place to do it all. Be in New Orleans March 10th through 12th for the largest farmer-led, farmer-focused agricultural and educational experience. The future is in your hands at CommodityClassic.com.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
It's been
said that no two snowflakes are alike. How do we know this? Have we looked at every single one to be sure? I'll have that answer for you in just a bit. Ken Liebrecht is a physics professor at Caltech and also an expert in the science of snow. He says before they fall, snowflakes begin their life as water vapor in the clouds. As each tiny droplet of vapor freezes, it grows into a snow crystal.
It initially grows into this hexagonal shape, and then the corners stick out a little further and they'll grow faster, and that'll cause the crystal to branch. And as it's absorbing water vapor, it gets larger. And each time the conditions change around it a little bit, it changes sort of the character of how it grows. And so this is why you have such variety, because a few degrees temperature change will dramatically change the way the crystal grows.
Liebrecht says no two snow crystals follow the exact same path through the clouds as they fall. And that's why no two will look exactly alike. You don't need fancy equipment to marvel at a snowflake's intricate design. Catch one on your sleeve and look at it through a magnifying glass. Liebrecht studies the typical star-shaped crystals, but he has seen some odd-looking flakes, too.
One of my favorite is a capped column, which looks a little like a spool or two wheels on an axle. I never saw this growing up at all. Then I started reading about snow crystals, and this was one of the types. And so I was visiting family in North Dakota, and I went outside, and it's like, there it is. I saw one. That's cool.
Liebrecht has written a field guide to snowflakes and also grows them in a lab. He creates designer snowflakes and even came up with something he calls snowflake on a stick. Learn more about the wonders of snow at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
I am fascinated watching virtual painting tutorials. But even if the instructor gives detailed instructions, if you get off track, your painting won't turn out as well as you'd hoped. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes it's easy to get off track with our financial budgets. Whether you had an unexpected bill come up, or maybe you overspent during an online sale, it can be easy to get off track. One way to ensure you stay disciplined with your finances is to list out your needs and your wants and your wishes. Your needs could include things like your mortgage, your car payments, and groceries. Your wants could be anything from paying off your student loans early to buying a new patio set. And your wishes, well, that could be wanting to retire early so you can care for your grandchildren. And just like following along to the instructor's directions at the beginning of a paint class, be sure to follow your budget. If you get off track, pick things back up. When you prioritize sticking to a budget, you can achieve more financial clarity and live a life of meaning. RX Drugstore in downtown Marysville is here for you with over-the-counter medicines for cold, flu, and allergy season, and prescription drugs for more serious matters. They also offer curbside pickup and delivery services. Don't forget to bring in your new insurance card for the new year with RX Drugstore.
Climate change and the future of food and agriculture. Today on Farm to Fork. New is fine, but when it comes to customer service, give me old-fashioned any day. Gempler's is a family-owned independent farm and home supply company that's been around since 1939. You call and get a real person to help you find just the right problem-solving tool or gear to work smarter, safer, and more comfortably. Shop Gempler's.com or give them a call. Phone number's on the website. Again, that's Gempler's.com.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Much of the world's population depends on smallholder farmers for food, and climate change is a huge threat to those farmers. So says Joe Cornelius, head of Bill and Melinda Gates Agricultural Innovations.
Climate change is threatening the lives and livelihoods of smallholder farmers, and there's an urgent need for innovations to sustainably improve productivity and support adaptation to the impacts of climate change, as well as spur long-term economic growth. Our multidisciplinary teams work with partners to develop and fast-track research to create safe, effective, affordable, and sustainable products that will meet smallholder farmer needs.
Cornelius says climate change is really a problem for all farmers everywhere.
The magnitude and scale of the climate challenge on agriculture and smallholder farmers is difficult to overstate. Climate change already affects agricultural productivity worldwide. Crops are impacted by warmer mean temperatures, altered precipitation, drought patterns, and elevated atmospheric CO2. The challenge is actually accelerating, not decelerating. The other point is, it hits everyone.
Cornelius is not all doom and gloom. He says science and technology innovation can help reverse climate change, and you'll hear more on that in tomorrow's show. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Wear Repair appreciates the Wymore Volunteer Firefighters for their unwavering dedicated service to the local area. These selfless individuals offer personal time to assist the community during emergency situations. From all of the helpful staff at Wear Repair in Wymore, proud to support our community volunteers. C&K Service salutes the Sabetha Volunteer Firefighters and EMTs. These brave men and women enter dangerous situations with little thought to their own safety. Thank you so much for your expert care and dedication. The community rests easier knowing you are a phone call away. From all of us at C&K Service in Sabetha.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the dairy industry continues to grow here in the Plains Estates, and every dairy farmer has their vision of what their perfect cow may be. One that can produce large quantities of milk, could deliver a healthy calf each year, and stay healthy herself for many lactations. Veterinarian Matthew Boyle of Zoetis tells Holstein Association USA the dairy industry has changed a great deal over the course of his career, and there's more on the horizon coming up as well.
The Holstein cow is doing things today that we wouldn't have dreamed of when I graduated almost 20 years ago. I mean, we have herds that are getting 100 pounds of milk volume. They're selling 7 pounds of combined fat and protein. They are getting over a 30% preg rate. They have cell counts under 100,000.
He says this program is a result of everyday decisions on the farm, decisions to improve management, nutrition, and the environment, and to employ genomic technology using the Clarify to Plus suite of DNA tests.
On a herd-to-herd basis, we do a lot of genomic audits where we look at and say, okay, you've invested in Clarify Plus. Here's what the test said was going to happen. Here's what the test predicted on your cows, and here's what the actual outcome was.
He says so far the outcomes are outstanding. Production is on the rise, cows are staying in the herd longer, and overall health is improving.
With the cow wellness traits and the calf wellness traits helping us build herds that are less likely to experience those conditions, less likely to need antibiotic intervention.
As dairymen are increasingly under more pressure from consumers to ensure antibiotic stewardship and animal health, Boyle says that genomics can help breeders build herds that don't.
SUV? Truck. SUV. That's the only choice you'll have to make, because where you buy it is easy. Rusty Eck Ford. That's right. And at Rusty Eck Ford, again, you have options with their huge selection of certified pre-owned vehicles available right now. What does certified mean to you? It means getting the price advantage of buying pre-owned with the security of a manufacturer-backed warranty, like Ford's, with up to 7 years and 100,000 miles. It means getting a vehicle that comes fully inspected. It means getting 24/7 roadside assistance and total peace of mind. Rusty Eck Ford is your number one choice as your number one certified pre-owned Ford dealer in Wichita. So it's that simple, and there is no other choice. It's Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com.
Office values like new stock vehicles with approved credit plus absent fees. Not all qualify. See dealer for details. Based on 5/20/21 sales. Office expires monthly.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. A plan announced by the White House regarding the meat supply chain should have a positive impact for farmers and ranchers. Michael Clements with some details.
The White House this week announced the Biden-Harris administration's action plan for a fairer, more competitive, and more resilient meat and poultry supply chain. Scott Bennett, American Farm Bureau Federation Congressional Relations Director, highlights the key points of the action plan.
Some of the key points from the announcement on January 3rd include the dedication of $1 billion of American Rescue Fund money for the expansion of independent processing capacity. Also announced is a hotline at the Department of Justice for the public to report concerns about potential violations of the competition laws. Lastly, the administration hopes to work in various ways to increase transparency in the marketplace, including aspects of legislation that American Farm Bureau supports.
Bennett says farmers and ranchers should see positive impacts from the announcement throughout the supply chain.
The idea is that more independent processing and greater transparency in the marketplace should lead to a market that is fair to all players, certainly those that raise and sell the livestock. AFBF plans to work with this administration in efforts that help us reach this goal.
Bennett adds the action plan would fit well with the cattle contract library, which AFBF supports.
While the announcement doesn't directly pertain to the cattle contract library, this announcement should provide some tailwinds for efforts like these. The cattle contract library and the efforts announced on the 3rd would work well together in the marketplace, so we hope to see that come to fruition as soon as possible.
Michael Clements reporting.
And regional distribution of U.S. irrigated acreage changed significantly from 1949 to 2017. Trends in irrigated cropping patterns, technology advances, water availability, and changing growing season weather drove this evolution. The arid mountain and Pacific regions consistently irrigated the most farmland until 2007, when irrigated acreage in the Northern Plains region surpassed acreage in the Pacific. It's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Cattle producers, you know that once a calf is on the ground, your work doesn't stop there. Cold stress can affect how well colostrum is absorbed, so dry off and warm them up with a calf warmer from Valley Vet Supply. And it's always a good idea to have a package of Calf's Choice Colostrum on hand in case you need it. Visit Valley Vet Supply just off the Pony Express Highway in Marysville, Kansas. Order online at valleyvet.com.
Valley Vet Supply.
Having a hard time revving up the diesel engine? The type of lubricant you're using makes a huge difference in cold temperatures. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio. Providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
Are tight, but the quality of lubrication that you put into your diesel equipment will be what you get out of it, especially during winter. As oil moves through your engine, the stress and pressure can affect the oil's viscosity over time, leaving critical engine parts exposed to metal-on-metal contact. The thicker the oil, the more resistance on the bearings and moving parts. Erin Rogge is a marketing manager with CHS Lubricants. She says if you're not using a quality product, the cold can give your engine fits.
If you're having problems, you're going to experience some of maybe the wear in your oil. Your equipment's not going to perform to its peak performance. And in the cold winter months, you know, you want those quick starts. You don't want to be out there any longer than you've got to be to get the job done, right? So you want to make sure you're getting up and ready as soon as possible.
Thickened, crystallized oil won't circulate through your engine's key components on startup. The lubricant should flow quickly and maintain viscosity.
We recommend our Maxtron family of heavy-duty diesel engine oils, and we like to compare the performance of those products to a Gatorade versus a water. So you think of Gatorade and a high-performance athlete, that really strong product with all those key additives and nutrients to help them perform. Our heavy-duty diesel engine oils do the same. We formulate them for optimum performance regardless of temperature.
As you consider the needs for your own operation, also be sure to follow what the equipment manufacturer recommends. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about cold weather lubricants for your diesel engine at agriculture.com.
Clean up and clear out around the shopping yard with the Doorbusters at Hometown Lumber and Hardware. The Milwaukee 18 Volt Cordless Wet Dry Vac is only $112.99. And the Milwaukee M18 Fuel Cordless Leaf Roller is $139.99. Chop off overhanging branches or dead limbs with the 18-volt M18 Fuel Cordless Pole Saw Kit, sale priced at $424.99. Spruce up, maintain, and improve your property with these and other Doorbusters at Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville. Thank you for shopping local.
Market information from the Mid-America Egg Network. I'm Andy Hoosier going through a Thursday today. A little bit of green slowly popping up in the grain market as corn has rebounded a bit. Wheat still in the red. Soybeans are still struggling for the most part here on a Thursday. But corn at least seeing a little bit of positive for the day. As right now, we have March corn up by 1.5 cents, sitting at 6.03¾. Kansas City wheat moving further into the red with March KC wheat down by 21 cents right now at 7.66. In the bean market, they're still struggling, but not quite as much, starting to slow slow down a little bit. January beans are down 5.5 at 13.78¾. We have the meal for January down 2.70 at 4.21.40. And the bean oil is down by 33 cents at 58.99. In the livestock market, we're seeing some of the sale volumes increasing just a little bit in the south here as we're seeing prices drop to right around that 138 range, a little bit better compared to that 140 to 145 that packers have had to try to deal with here in the last few weeks. Cattle traded live at 138 in the south and 138 to 140 so far in the north. Dress sales floating right around 220 for the country. In the slaughter volumes, as things slowly pick back up, the three-day slaughter volume report sits at near 340,000 head compared to the 358 that was the same three-day period at just last week. So things are still trying to go on the uptrend and get back to normal. In the live cattle, we're seeing a little bit of green pop up on the board. The February is still down right now, down 32 cents at 136.92, but the later futures with the April up by 15 cents, currently at 142 and at 10 cents. Feeder cattle, they're in the green now with January up by 35 cents, sitting at 162.47, and lean hogs are in the green by 75 cents right now at 83 and 2 pennies. Stock market still mostly mixed right now with the Dow Jones down by 58 points. Not a lot of movement in the Dow Jones throughout the morning right now. The S&P still slightly in the green, up 11 points at 47.11 right now, and the NASDAQ up by 40 points at 15,139. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Truck, SUV, truck, SUV. That's the only choice you'll have to make because where you buy it is easy. Rusty Eck Ford. That's right. And at Rusty Eck Ford, again, you have options with their huge selection of certified pre-owned vehicles available right now. What does certified mean to you? It means getting the price advantage of buying pre-owned with the security of a manufacturer-backed warranty, like Ford's, with up to 7 years and 100,000 miles. It means getting a vehicle that comes fully inspected. It means getting 24/7 roadside assistance and total peace of mind. Rusty Eck Ford is your number one choice as your number one certified pre-owned Ford dealer in Wichita. So it's that simple, and there is no other choice. It's Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com.
Office valid select pre-stock vehicles with approved medical assessment fees. Not all qualify. See dealer for details. Based on 5/20/21 sales. Office expired.
For concrete, call Marysville Ready Mix. Marysville Ready Mix has rebar and bill sand available and can refer you to several contractors who do concrete work. At Marysville Ready Mix, they'll help you figure the amount of concrete you'll need. Marysville Ready Mix has patio blocks, splash blocks, and parking blocks. Call on Marysville Ready Mix for concrete, 562-3418. From Blue Rapids or Summerfield, call collect, 562-3418.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
KNDY.
Truck that has legendary country music on a legendary country station. We're KMBY Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.